if you were to become the king of Bhutan, what kind of things would you do as the king?
He's doing fine.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. And you know what? I know that's an interesting question, because I don't think you need to be, you know, a king, you know. And for that matter, we are very lucky that we have been blessed by, you know, exemplary leadership, you know, in the person of our kings, you know. And I wouldn't say it's a rude question, but I would say that for me, I believe that, you know, it's like to have a leadership, you know, in the person of the king. It's, you know, 27 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
And flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless. Right from the smallest details of his address to the youngsters, to the way he, you know, to the way he presents. To have somebody like that, it's rare,
yeah.
You know, and for a country like us, you know, it's all the more important.
Yeah.
So I would say that, you know, to your question, I would only say that, you know, we only wish him a long life,
yeah.
You know, both the fourth and our fifth, His Majesties. But I would say that, you know, witness can do a lot, you know,
yeah.
And you know, I wish I could do more, you know. I wish I could produce more programs, and I wish I could, if I made one program that would be useful and helpful to the young people, or interesting, or educative, or entertaining, if it made some people laugh, or, you know, made them relax when they were watching at home, I would consider myself,
yeah.
You know, that itself, in itself, an achievement.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah.